There's a wonderful, sweet presence here, and we just want to keep flowing in that. I praise the Lord because 4 hours ago I couldn't be here and do this. God miraculously has touched me today. I've been fighting flu for 4 days, and I want to thank PETA and Brett and my mother and father-in-law who prayed over me about 2:30 this afternoon. And hallelujah. So as the hours are going on, my nose is dried up. I'm not coughing. I thought I was going to cough my head off at about 1. And just haven't been able to shake the fever and sweats and all that stuff, but I'm the healed. Yeah. Hallelujah. The good news is you are the healed as well. When Jesus paid the price on the cross, it didn't mean that he is going to heal you. It means you are the healed. And I'm just going to talk. How about that? Full stop. About Jesus. Probably a good subject. And how many are glad that God changes the way you think? And that never stops. He changes your perspective of him. And the Fijians have this saying, and you can hear it in their prayers or whatever, but I'll teach you some Fijian. Say Vinaka, Vinaka, Jisu. Thank you, Jesus. Vinaka Jisu. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are. Full stop. Just are. He just is. And more and more, I just am becoming, hopefully, less complicated. And I like the simplicity of Jesus. I think it translates into every language. I think everyone's looking for a simple solution, and there is. His name is Jesus. And I'm just going to unpack. I preach next Sunday morning. I'm going to unpack a bit about Fiji and tie it into a theme. But tonight, it just can't help but come out because it's become very quickly a very entrenched part of my life. And you know, I never thought I'd live in Australia. I had a grandmother who loved Australia. I had a grandmother. My mother's mother gave me a DVD of Australia when I graduated high school. Her hope was that we would go together one day and be in Australia. Never thought in a million years I'd be in Australia. When I was going to marry another woman, I was engaged to another woman before I met Ange. My spiritual dad, months from my impending wedding, said, "I see you with a Kubra hat flying Qantas. You're going to go to Australia someday." And I thought, it's never going to happen. That's great. Love the guy, spiritual dad, but wow, did he miss it. And obviously he didn't. And God changes our perspective. God changes the way we think about where we're going to go, what we're going to become, even what we're called for, or what life's about. And he has an incredible way of doing it, not by sledgehammers and cricket bats, but by his love. He has an incredible way of having done something while we sleep. We don't remember it, but when we wake up, we're changed. We think different. We feel different. Something's happened. An encounter of the Spirit. Tonight, you don't have to do anything. His presence can change the way you are. That's the power of God. You know, it's not in our wonderful deliveries of sermons or us attending a service or doing service unto the Lord. It's by his wonderful grace, mercy, and love. And he wants us to do those things. He uses those things. But if you look at a diamond, everybody in this room, you can describe the same diamond so differently by your perspective. And God is never ending in his ability to show you a different facet of him. Can I say that's never going to end? We are not going to arrive, I don't believe, in the fullness of understanding of God, because God is ever and will always be God. we're always going to be learning more about our the love of our life forever. God's still a creator. Do you know he's still creating? He's still creating us to be what? Conformed into his image. Romans 8:29. He's creating within us him. You're going to disappear more and more. And at the end, you won't exist. He's making you like him. We are the firstborn. You know, we are those that the first fruits. And do you know you're being created to rule and reign with him forever? I had a weird thought. What if God, being a creator, you know, just decides to make a galaxy sometime for me to rule and reign over for eternity? Well, I never thought of that. Well, either have I up until now. But I mean, God can do whatever. You know, we think we have this God box, and we realize that he doesn't fit in this God box. That he has always been, he will always be. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, he says this: "Lo, see," S-E-E, "see, I will be with you always till the end of the world," some translations say. Another one says, "to the end of the age," another translation says. That's a pretty impacting statement. He says to his disciples, but really he's speaking to you and I sitting here in 2014 and to those who might follow beyond this point. He says, "Lo, see, I will be with you always to the end of the age." Amazingly, he's actually spoken an oxymoron, and we don't pick it up in the English. Because that word age actually means eternity, and there's no end to eternity. He uses a Greek word meaning the completion of the age. The completion of the age is him, to understand that he's going to be with us forever and ever and ever and ever. And you can just keep saying forever as long as you have breath and beyond. This is an amazing life we live. Jesus tells his disciples, "Lo, see, I am with you. That word "with" can be "behind." I'm going to be behind you forever. Only the great I am can be behind me. And he's talking to those disciples. You know, he's behind us like our big brother standing with us, but also he's behind us, everybody. He's always existed. And he's with us now. And he's going with us in the future. That's why when you walk into a room, atmosphere has to change because he's with you. See, if we change the way we think, if we get this revelation of who we really are and who he really is, you will live different. And there's got to be a cause and effect. There's got to be a change of results in a life that gets a revelation of who they really are. That's why the great question to the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And then he says, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter, being the big mouth, answers. Because he had a revelation. And Jesus acknowledges he didn't get that revelation from the latest, greatest preacher. He got it from God himself. God has always wanted a people, a person, to be with always. That word "always" speaks of individuality and a collective statement. He's going to be with us, but he's also going to be with you. If you receive Jesus in your heart, you have the hope of glory. You have the King of Kings. You have every bit of the solution, the creator, the deliverer, the healer, the savior. You have him with you always. So tell me what circumstance can't change with Jesus with you always. What wall can't come down? Is everybody awake tonight? You okay? Did you have a big lunch? Is this okay? Hey? Because I'm talking to you. And you need to understand that you're created for the I am to dwell in you. And we sang about the I am. And Exodus chapter 3:14, he says, I am. I am. Guess who's in you? And with you always. I am. So sickness has to go in the presence of I am. So any lack he meets with his completion, his life working in us. In Acts chapter 2, you remember when the Holy Spirit came. In Acts chapter 2:39, there are people that believe that the Holy Spirit only showed up for that time, for that age, that the gifts were only for that part of time frame on earth, which they need to look in the Greek. When you read Acts chapter 2:39, I'll read it to you. It says this, for the promise is unto and to your children and to all. That word all is the word pass, which is the same word as always used in Matthew 28:20. So he says that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. What does that mean? Holy Ghost was given, God was given to hang out with us, but more than hang out with us, to infill us, to baptize us into him so he could be with us throughout our whole earthly journey with power. With power, with signs and wonders following, with a demonstration and illustration, with evidence that we are believers. Do you want more evidence that you're a believer? Do you want people to say, there's no doubts, old mate is a believer. I'm just using Aussie language so you understand. Hey? That this person's a believer because the Holy Spirit has been accepted and it was promised for you and I today in 2014 and to our children and our children's children. Sadly, a lot of people don't believe it. Sadly, people are lied to by the enemy and they believe that lie. That here's the lie, that tonight I'm talking to everybody but you. That everything I'm saying is for everybody in the room but you. And that's the lie. Because when he says, lo, see, I will be with you always, it's actually talking to all believers. It's talking to all individuals who receive him as their Savior. In Matthew 6:13, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, always, aeon, eternity. And that glory that's made for us to carry is available for you tonight. We walked into a church Sunday morning. We had flown as a group all night. We left at 11:40 p.m. We landed at 5 a.m. Fiji time. We had two services to do Sunday morning. And it was a big ask. We got situated. We went into the service. And there was a couple other churches joined. It was a pretty decent crowd for Sunday morning. And I heard the Lord say, I want you to share my glory. And so after things were done, I felt like the Lord said, I just want you to walk around the people and just shake hands. And as I did that, I really was drawn to this one girl. Her name's Mila. She's 17. And unbeknownst to me that she's a relative, she's a daughter of one of the YWAM students we were going to start ministering to on Monday. And that's where we stayed on the base. And they were very concerned for Mila because there was a lump right in the side of her rib. It was very painful. And they were going to the hospital. And I just rebuked the devil and said, I thank you, Lord, that your glory, your anointing, your presence, your anointing, you are with me always. Jesus goes where you go. Isn't that a wonderful thought? But it's more than a thought. It's truth. He's on the work site with you. He's in your family. He's on the streets. He's hanging out in your leisure time or leisure, whatever part of the world you're from. Okay? And so this girl got totally healed within 5 seconds. Lump's gone. Pain's gone. And she came to YWAM the whole week to enjoy what the Lord had to distribute. But his glory is available for us, and he always has intended for us to be carriers of his glory. Acts chapter 2, 39 says that he thought of you for all those who would come into the kingdom beyond Acts chapter 2 time frame on the earth. He thought of you to be carriers of this Holy Spirit. The presence, the almighty presence of God in the form of God, the Holy Ghost. In 1 Corinthians 2, 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Do you know that God wants you to experience his glory and it becomes your glory? Now, it's still his glory, but he wants us to be carriers of his glory. He's made us to accept the fact that it's okay for me to demonstrate his glory. I don't get credit for it, but I'm supposed to be a carrier of it. See, I am with you always. I am with you always. He's with you right now. And he'll be with you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The sad part about life on earth is there's a lot of people that don't have that message. That's good news. That rearranges whole nations. That transforms whole nations. When I was growing up, I didn't have this revelation. You know, I thought that probably if you were good, because being Catholic somewhere, except Jesus, but still you had to be good so that the glory would release, so that you wouldn't lose the anointing. But it says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. It has nothing to do with my goodness. It has to do with his grace and his love. Now, we don't want to sin because we fall deeper in love with him, so that we understand sin separates us and I don't want to be separated from God. So grace isn't a license. It's actually a draw to get more passion and to sin less, not to sin more. And that takes a revelation by God transforming our thinking. And in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But if you read Romans 8:18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present age. Do you know we suffer just a short time? Seems like a long time, but it's a short time on earth that we have this battle between flesh and spirit, between those that may look like they're resisting, but they're really pressing or pushing their way into the kingdom. Luke 16:16 tells me that. The people are pressing their way. They're pushing their way into the kingdom. They want what we have. And in Romans 8:18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present age or time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Do you know that the glory of God, Jesus in you, is being revealed more every day? I saw a bunch of color. I saw red, blue, green, purple, right in front of Maria's. Where's Maria? Right in front of your face, your head tonight. And I asked the Lord what it was, and it's the anointing, it's his glory, but he's going to allow you to get a wonderful spectrum view of his glory. There's an increasing anointing, and it's going to it's going to pass natural thinking. Yeah, you're going to have a wonderful deposit from him. I believe that's already happening. You know, he allows you to see things sometimes in the spirit to, sometimes you wonder if you're nuts. But, and then you find out you're not. But you wonder, you know. But sometimes he just reveals things in picture form because pictures just say a lot more than words can say. You know, things of the spirit are a lot what they say caught. It means that there's not a lot of words spoken. It just is a deposit from God. God just can give you a knowing. He just gives you a knowing of his goodness. Because he changes your perspective because of his grace and he loves you, he allows you to see this diamond in a different way. That's not levels. You know, we're not trying to reach the nirvana of Christianity. It's not like we have to get to the 37th level of God. But it's the perspective of God's beauty. It's him changing in our perspective because he uses circumstance. He does use suffering. He uses suffering in life. He don't want us to suffer. But there is suffering in life that we can't get beyond that fact. But it says that even though there's suffering, it's short compared to this revealed glory that's going on within us. That God allows us to say, hey, I want you to see, I want you to gain a revelation that I'm really with you. In the midst of some tough stuff, I am with you. I'm in you. I'm caring for you. I'm protecting you. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, that you would walk worthy of God who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. God's called you into his kingdom, but to walk in his glory. What's another word for glory? His presence. What's another word for presence? His anointing. His presence, his glory, his anointing, what? Breaks the yoke. Yoke of what? Bondage, slavery, imprisonment, cancer, mental disorder, poverty, low self-esteem, low self-image, suicide, depression. We're still getting some amazing reports. I talked to Fiji before I was coming, and we're still getting some amazing feedback of what God's done in this short time that we went for 7 days. But it was, in the words of the Fijians, what they just said, it was like God's glory was released on the streets and in churches and in that area. And it's Jesus is a transformer. Do you know that, yeah, God uses time. He uses time in many ways to mature us. There's a testing. But at the same time, he doesn't need to use time. That in a millisecond, everything that's wrong is right. All pain is gone. All lumps are gone. All inner pain is gone. All wounds and emotional wounds and hurts are gone. That just like that, a touch of his glory, is worth a billion years of therapy. Yeah, the best therapy is him. It's him. He's the best therapy there is. We were walking the streets and Landua, who's the leader of YWAM, is an ex-prisoner. He's an ex-con. He was a street kid from Laos. Came over to the mainland and at a very early age found himself in a gang and running a gang and in and out of prison and just really a bad man. really, to put it bluntly, finds Jesus, gets transformed. So here's this rugged, tattooed, lumps on his head, scars, just lover of Jesus. And he's got two transvestites, one on this arm and one on that arm, hugging these two transvestites, which we call Gauri in Fiji. And and I just, all I could do is smile and watch him, like thinking, what a transformation for this guy to be able to put an arm around a transvestite and the left arm around transvestite, bring him, give him a hug, tell him Jesus loves him, he understands the streets, you know, he can, you know, just be washed clean and changed and think different, act different, talk different, dress different, you know. It was just such a thrill to watch the glory of God transform these two resistant men dressed as women, looking at all the wrong places for love and affection and value and importance, and watch them weep and cry at the love demonstrated by the anointing of God, and them be able to spend time with us just receiving the truth about their life. You carry this glory, this anointing that can break down barriers. It can change everything in your life. Here's a better statement. It is changing everything in your life. It's changing how you're receiving, how you're living, how you're acting, how you're thinking, how you're processing. And you didn't do anything to allow that to happen other than to say yes to Jesus. Jesus is conforming you into his image at a drastic rate. Do you realize that? You're looking like, you're walking like, you're talking like, you're ministering like Jesus more and more. You can't help but, because what he starts, he finishes. He's faithful to complete what he started, Scripture says. So you invited him in, and he's with you always. He's transforming you at an incredible rate. And all you have to do is think where you were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. How about 2 years ago, 2 months ago, 2 days ago? And yes, sometimes it looks like this. But I can tell you, it's actually like this. We are going higher. He's calling us in a deeper expression of him moment by moment. And it's only going to be like that, and you're going to be like him. And people are going to forget, what's your name? Who are you? Man, you look and act like Jesus. That sounds like Jesus. Some of you believe. Hey? But God really, I can always count on you, Peter. That's awesome. Thank you. Good. Well, jump. Do something. Let's change the atmosphere. Go ahead. Go with that. Thank you. Do you know what you have you can release? Do you? Because you can. The anointing that's in you, you can release or you can withhold. We were at YWAM, and we did an exercise at YWAM that was, it was pretty fun, where we had everybody at YWAM and our team actually flow in the anointing that we found out that he is in us, and that we have the ability to let the anointing flow through our hands into people, and they feel and react and act different because it's real. The anointing in you is real. It's not. This is not some theory without a substance. The anointing you have the ability to dispense. That's why you need to be filled daily, because you should be, we should be, finding ways to get it out. So like a sponge, you need to be dunked and resaturated so we have to fill. That, you know, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That should be daily, because we're giving it out. So when I was a kid, Jesus just very simply taught me that the people are the car, here's the Bowser, and let the anointing or the petrol flow through my Bowsers into the car, and they will be touched. Things change. And that just like you can control the flow, you can control the flow of God flowing through your life, through the hands, you know, laying on of hands. There's an elementary teaching. You read Hebrews 6. But there's power in demonstrating our faith in God. Jesus in you wants to fill people's lives. The laying on of hands is not a religious act. It's obedience to his word. And you need to be careful who you're laying hands on. I mean, you people could have some people falling out in the lunchroom or whatever. I don't know. Working with machinery. But you think I'm kidding, but we saw heaps. Every trip, I've seen heaps of people. You know, like, you've heard of stories of the anointing that just comes off people. You know, Peter's shadow healed people. You know, that at his shadow, people were healed. But, I mean, that was Holy Ghost within Peter, the anointing that just came out of him so that he didn't physically have to touch them, but the presence of God in him changed lives. Do you know you carry that same presence? You carry that same glory. Do you know that can happen for you on a regular basis if you want it to? It says that he wants to give you the desires of your heart. What are your desires? And so as we change the way we think, as we meditate on him and the things of God, can I tell you that helps release those things in our life because we desire it. Do you desire it? What do you desire? More football, more TV, more meat pies, more beach time? I like all that. Hey? But I would like to see Nambour transform, regions transform, nations transform. I'd like to see revival kick off here sometime soon. Really would. Hey? You know, you're carriers of that revival. It's him. He says, I'm with you always. He didn't like take a break. He's with us. And see, what happens is we get lied to, and we believe the lie, thinking when you walk into a room, nothing happens. Baloney. When I walk into a room, light comes with me. Atmosphere changed. Demons start to run. Angels assemble. Your angel didn't take a break. You have a guardian angel right now. You have gifts. You have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you got the gifts. But we got to consciously release the gifts. We got to look for that opportunity, which is all around us, to release the anointing of heaven that you carry, the glory of God. Everybody's looking for this glory. His name's Jesus. Everybody deserves a leader. Everyone deserves an encounter with Jesus. Everybody deserves an encounter with Jesus. Why do they deserve it? Because Jesus died for them. He paid the ultimate price. And he's partnered with humanity that we that we're in a position to change the way we think and act. We can change the way we think by the renewing of our mind, by reading of his word, but also by allowing the living word to speak to us and tell you who you are, because you're a son and a daughter of the Most High. You are a son and daughter of God. You are. You're a carrier of glory. You're not just a 13-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 22-year-old, 55-year-old, 93-year-old, a man or a woman, a son or a daughter. That's not what you just are. Whatever your occupation doesn't define you, you are a son and daughter of the Most High. You're a carrier of the glory. And you can release the glory. God can teach you how to do that. Whatever way or illustration, opportunities that you have, the streets of Nambour or the Sunny Coast or other nations. But God wants to give a revelation that he wants to be more demonstrative through your life. He wants to collect more evidence from your life and use it against the enemy in the great court day, because that's what's happening. The testimonies that we have, the evidence, the signs and wonders that follow are all evidence that will put Satan on the judgment day in the abyss. Because everything I'm talking about proves that God is God and there is no other. Jesus transforming us, changing the way we think, and actually us believing and initiating, acting out our real life call, which is to be carriers of his glory, it pleases the heart of God so much. But also, it demonstrates his love and demonstrates that God is who he said he is. I am. I am. I am everything. I'm in your past, I'm in your present, and I'm in your future all at the same time. God's above time. God's behind you, God's with you, and God's in front of you all at the same time. So God can give you a prophetic word because he speaks into the future of what he already knows. So you release somebody by a prophetic word. You release someone from the prison of disease that he paid for. So you show that he's reality, that he is the healer. You are the healed. I'm getting bored. Can you two guys come here? You two guys come here. You guys come here. Brett, you want to help me? You know these guys. Okay. Just stand in front of me. You guys are twins, dude. Don't do the same thing. Just come over here. You can be individual. What, dude, don't start doing your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I'm going to pray with you. So I just want to say that, what's your first name?
Brad.
See, I can't even tell him apart. Brad said he felt a warmth, felt something. First name? Timmy didn't feel anything. And I was saying that it's not, it's, you know, as we release, I felt the same thing when I was praying with both of them. But, you know, I'm going to have these guys just pray with those that want prayer. I just want to see heaven demonstrate and just touch people tonight. But, in a crazy set of events, the young man that went with me from Victoria wasn't even saved. We didn't know that until we were leaving. But he got saved and he got delivered from a spirit of fear and got baptized in the Holy Spirit. But he was praying with people and just saying, thank you, Jesus, for healing these people. And they're getting healed. Because at the name of Jesus, it's at the name of Jesus. And people say, there's an unsaved person seeing people healed. Yeah, because it's Jesus. He is the anointing, and he was asking the anointing, Jesus, the anointed one, the Christ, to touch people, you know. And God, in God's grace and mercy, people being touched, he ended up getting saved Monday. He was laying hands on people Sunday night and seeing all sorts of crazy miracles. Sam Phelan is amazing, 16-year-old kid. Joe can tell you about him. And I asked him, I said, what do you feel? He says, nothing. What are you feeling when you prayed? I didn't feel nothing. But these people definitely felt something, and they were touched. So what I'm saying is, it's not in the feeling. It's not always, God will give you a demonstration sometimes. And it's not about making people fall down or stand up or laugh or cry or do whatever. It's about God touching the heart of humanity with I am. And it's about releasing that glory and not worrying about what it looks like or sounds like or, you know, but allowing heaven to demonstrate that Jesus is with us, and here's an offer. He can be with you too, forever and ever and ever and ever. And that transcends every culture. That transcends every workforce represented, every family, every individual, every facet of our life. So here's an invitation, very simply. I like to pray with people that want prayer tonight and just allowing a flow of heaven to touch. There'll be another time, and I want to teach more and more about allowing the flow, through our life, the anointing, which will be another time. But I just stand up there. I just felt like the Lord say, it's time. Let me just touch people. So if you want prayer tonight, Just come right now. Pretend there's a band. It doesn't matter. Just come. I just want anointing to flow. It's okay. And I want the people in the band to be able to get prayer tonight. Okay? So if you just want the Lord just to, you know, just touch tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Again, Lord, I just thank you that I'm healed tonight, too. I just praise you and thank you I could do all that, stand up like that. I really couldn't stand up that long for the last 2 days. That's the honest to God truth. I was getting worse and worse. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to give him glory. I want to make sure that's on every tape that's being taped or everybody can hear. Thank you, Lord. The wonderful thing about it is humanity doesn't even need to touch you. It's just God's heart is his way that he's put in there laying out of hands. So I believe tonight, yeah, that everyone will get hands laid on them. But what I want to say is it's putting your faith in Jesus touching you, Jesus filling you, Jesus demonstrating his heart and love for you. It's not in humanity or who's being used, okay? And that's a good thing. We can all say amen for that. Hey? So I'm going to ask you to do something I do all over the place just because it's just my way. I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes, not because of religion or a church thing. I'm just going to ask you to focus on him without any possible distraction. And I'm going to ask you to do something. It's a prophetic act that I ask people to do, and it's, you don't have to do it high, but I'd ask you to raise your hands. And it's, you know, anytime we run to our dad or mom, little kids, you know, it says be childlike, they always usually pick up their hands. They want to be picked up. So we're asking to be picked up by daddy tonight. But also, it's a universal sign of I surrender. And I think there is an engagement in our life of, Lord, I consciously want to surrender more to you because I do want to be more like you. So it's just that kind of prophetic act of raising hands. Lord, you're so good. There's no one like you. You are the I am. And I thank you that you're with us always. That's just such a powerful statement. It's a truth. And more, we just fallen in love with you. We love the things about you, the things that surround you. I think it's really cool you got an emerald rainbow, speaking of your everlasting covenant of who you are to us, and you're just a God of new beginning and glory. But, Lord, I thank you that it's you that we long for. We're just longing for you. And I just ask for a touch tonight for every person that's here, and especially those that have come forward. Lord, let heaven invade tonight. Lord, just praise you and thank you. Praise you and thank you, Lord. Every bit of healing in every area. And just, Lord, just a revelation of you. It is so beautiful. Nothing like you, Lord. Lovely Lord, thank you, Jesus. I want you to do me a favor. If Jesus were here tonight and he was in bodily form, he was standing in front of you and he touched you or hugged you, do you think there'd be a reaction? Hey, there'd be a major reaction. And we don't really know what that would look like, and that's kind of exciting to think about. But he's here. Can I say that? He's here. He's with you, he's in you, and he just wants to demonstrate himself more in your life, you know. So if you can, just see the Lord in front of you, and maybe he touches you or maybe he embraces you, whatever. Just let that, just receive that. God's doing some good things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah. I thank you just for the flow that's begun, Lord, in this room. Praise you and thank you, Lord. Just let that happen. He's doing some great things. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just help our receivers to be able to receive you, to receive your love, and not make it complicated. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Wonderful God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.